Rewinds are brought to you by Laughlin and Wolfington, your home sold guaranteed realty. Find out how much your home is worth instantly at LaughlinWolfingtonRealty.com.
Her roommate told her, "Sorry, I can't help you, but I can put a baby in you." And Katie wrote, "I was scared because my roommate was sitting at the top of my bed just staring at me while I slept, and then would make comments like, 'Don't worry, if you don't wake up, I smothered you with a pillow.'"
State Representative Alicia Collins, we spoke with her yesterday, the Republican of Sydney, as she shared concerns of a female, a true woman inmate in Wyndham, and what she's experiencing being forced to share a jail cell with a transgender inmate, Andrew Andrea Belser. And after we talked with Representative Collins, we got a text from a friend of the program, State Representative Mike Sobolewski, the Republican of Phillips. Mike, you've told us before that you've gone to the prison. You've talked with some of these female inmates who are dealing with this sexual harassment. More than that, they're dealing with sexual assault in some ways. And you have now introduced a second time a bill that could address this. What's going on, Mike?
Well, thanks for having me on. And Representative Alicia Collins and Representative Smith are doing excellent work on this. This issue is in four pieces right now. One is the federal aspect of it, the DOJ. They're acting on behalf on the CRIPA Act, which is a Civil Rights of Institutionalized Persons Act. And that's their angle, to get in there and try and find something that they can use that's already in place that they can stop this. Next is the civil lawsuit, which has been brought forward by Katie Mountain, and Attorney Cynthia Dill is handling that one. Three more plaintiffs have joined that. So now there are four on that. There are nine counts on that lawsuit, eight of them against the commissioner and the warden, and one of them directly against Andrew Belser. The other part of it, as you mentioned earlier, Rick, is my lawsuit, my legislation. I brought forward an amendment to the supplemental budget to try and get a vote on this prior to the end of last session, and the Democrats were having no part of it. I only had one that came along and voted to change Title 34A, which is the law that put the men in the women's prison or allowed them to be there, and that was Danny O'Halloran. She voted along with it.
Brewer.
So I brought another bill, of course. Danny's pretty solid like that. And I brought another bill that I put forward on Tuesday, my first one to put in for the 27th session, an act to ensure the safety of women in Maine's prisons. And the fourth aspect of this is the GOC, the Government Oversight Committee. Alicia did a really good job in there, and they gave a lot of questions to her. Some of them were hard. They decided they were not going to make any judgment on it until after the court case was done. That was pretty typical. But Alicia also said that her FOIA request wasn't completely answered to her satisfaction. So they voted unanimously to bring in Commissioner Liberty and Warden Beal to answer questions to that. And that was a tough one, Rick, because I was sitting there, and when they started talking like that about that, not answering fully on that FOIA, I was like Horshack sitting there. I wanted to stick my hand up. I know the answer to that one, you know. And quite frankly, I'm not defending them, but I kind of am, because there's information that even with a FOIA request, they can't release. And so I think that's where they were going when they were kind of shortening their answers on, you know, her FOIA request. HIPAA, for instance, they can't release information even under FOIA. Mm-hmm. The difference with my FOIA request was the second time I went to the prison, I got Katie Mountain and Jennifer Albert both signed disclosures of information. So when I sent my FOIA in, it authorized the disclosure to me, all records, including pre-grievances, logbooks, grievances to the Maine Department of Corrections, and the permit. I permit this confidential release of information only for the following purposes, and it is for any purpose as needed.
Mm.
So, I was able to get Katie's complete file. It's a rolling file. It's close to 50 pages long from the DOC. So we've gotten all of that information. So that's where the four aspects of it stand right now, and that's what's going on.
Lighten my heart here, and maybe this can be some lightning round questioning. Just give me a moment here, okay? You said that attorney Cynthia Dill is a part of this. Am I understanding that Cynthia Dill is trying to find and help create a solution for this?
Cynthia Dill is the attorney. She has filed a lawsuit on behalf of Katie Mountain and three other plaintiffs.
Okay.
So that's in there. So she is trying to find it.
Cynthia Dill, is she not a former Democrat state senator?
Yes.
So
yes,
this definitely. I could say that this is not a partisan issue, at least from those who are looking for a solution. There are Democrats and Republicans working together to try to fix this. But when I look at the other side of the horseshoe, I'm seeing Democrats as the ones who are not working toward a solution, even as Republicans try to work toward a solution. What does that tell me?
I agree. And in the DOC hearing, it was Representative Mastracchio, the Democrat from Sanford, who kind of protested, you know, the direction it was going, saying, I pulled that bill when it was first passed in 2021. It was 1044, LD 1044, and it was a 12-1 vote out of committee. Well, it was a 12-1 vote out of committee. It went under the hammer in the chamber. But it was a 12-1, Rick, because it wasn't for this intended purpose.
Yeah,
it wasn't so a man can say, I'm a girl now. I want to get out of the men's prison because I don't think I'm being treated fairly in the men's prison. I want to go be the predator. I want to be the top dog and bully girls. And that's what's happened here. You know, it's just, you know, I have spoken with people who voted on that. And they said, no, this wasn't for this. This was sold in the very beginning for someone who actually had gender dysphoria, who was afraid of being in the men's prison. That's what it was sold as. So it was a whole different tactic back then. So trying to say, hey, we've already voted for this, you know, in a bipartisan way, and we're voting for this in a bipartisan way. This was the this is unintended consequences.
We're talking with State Representative Mike Sobolewski, a follow-up, and now him coming forward with legislation to settle the issue of men, yes, men, transgender if you want to say, incarcerated with women in prisons in Maine. I said this yesterday, and I still don't understand it. If you're on the outside, we are told to, and I'm not saying this is right or wrong, I'm just saying this is, we are told, believe the woman who has been harassed or assaulted by a male. But when the assailant is transgender, for some reason, the messaging changes from the left, Mike. I don't understand it.
Well, I agree, and I've long said, whose civil rights are who trumps here? Who? The man who's in the prison saying, I'm going to be a girl to get out of the men's prison, or the woman who's being victimized in the women's prison by that person once they get in there? Whose civil rights are more important? And if you look, and the reason I had texted yesterday, if you remember, Rick, was there was a question you had asked, how many are there?
Yes.
And I texted you, eight.
Eight.
Well, there are eight. There are eight. And you've got guys like Andrew Belzer, who was Andrew on Andrea. You got Nathan Venable, who's Natasha, serving 40 years for multiple gross sexual assault on children. You've got Jason Bushy, who is Ashley, serving 15 years for elevated aggravated assault and drug trafficking. Now, these are some of the folks who have, you know, I'm a girl, I want to go be in the women's prison. It's easier life down there. It's easy time. It's not as tough as being up in the men's prison.
And can you clear up something for a listener? And I tried to settle it yesterday, but I'm still not sure. I'll look to you, State Representative Mike Sobolewski. In the case of Andrea Belzer, we have a male who identifies as a female and maybe started a transition. So it's a male who's a female in a female prison. Are there any females who identify as males that are in male prisons?
Yes, I asked that question while I was there, and there are some, and they're in general population, females who have transitioned to be male, and they are in general population in the men's correctional center.
I want to ask you one side issue on this, even as you bring this bill forward and start to work it. What's your reaction to the Secretary of State's staff? Shenna Bellows hasn't ruled on this. It's the staff that comes forward and says, nope. Too many clerical errors. These signatures cannot be considered. and the Protect Girls Sports in Maine might not have, won't have, the necessary signatures to put this on the ballot in November, Mike.
Well, I wasn't surprised by this at all. Having gone through the ballot hearing for President Trump on the ballot back then, I was the only public elected official in the state to sign a letter of intervention and be in that hearing, sitting with the Trump attorneys. She was told over and over and over again she did not have authority over the 14th Amendment, Section 3, or Section 5 had authority, which was Congress. So she didn't really care about the Constitution. I believe it's going to be the same way here. But in that case there, Rick, very briefly, they were looking desperately, her and Fry were looking desperately through our Constitution and through our state laws to trying to find a way to keep him off the ballot. And then lo and behold, what happens? The Rosen challenge from Stremley, Saviello, Rosen. That came out of nowhere. Well, this is the same type of an issue. It's playbooks, Democrat. You know, it's a settled issue. It's no big deal. Let's see if we can stir it up and make something happen. I'm hoping the courts will do the right thing. The secretary hasn't made the decision on that yet. Could be a lot of smoke and mirrors. I'm hoping it is. But if she does on Tuesday rule that they're not going to allow that referendum question on the ballot, I would love to come back on and discuss that with you.
And we'll have that moment with you. State Representative Mike Sobolewski, the Republican of Phillips. Go enjoy the Memorial Day weekend. We know that you, like us, will take a moment to celebrate and mark the day for what it's meant for, to honor those who made the ultimate sacrifice, the women and men, so we can have freedom, so we could talk like this on the radio. And Mike, we'll talk to you again soon, okay?
Thanks so much, Rick.
Our question of the day online has to do with our last question to State Representative Mike Sobolewski, the Republican of Phillips. Paul Wolf.
Do you think Maine's Secretary of State will accept the recommendation of her staff to ban the transgender athlete question from the ballot?
When will that happen? She could do that today ahead of the weekend. If she does it next Tuesday, she picks up a lot of the news cycle. If she does it between today and over the Memorial Day weekend, it gets buried. It will be interesting.
Rewinds are brought to you by Laughlin and Wolfington, your home sold guaranteed realty. Find out how much your home is worth instantly at laughlinwolfingtonrealty.com.